Now, tonight, if you were listening to Khosi, there was a topic that he alluded to that we are going to talk about. And I'm not alone. Now, it is a very interesting topic. And I would invite you to just make a concerted effort to just, my friend, pay attention, take notes if you can, and share your feedback if you will. But please make sure that you participate and you get to be part of the conversation. We explore a profound and life-changing topic, the will of the Father. I'm not discussing or unpacking this topic alone, but I have a guest who's joining me, and he is someone who is passionate about helping families, and it is evident in all he does. He's a parent coach and the author of two remarkable books, Diary of Parenting and U-Turn Personal Transformation. But I will not spoil it. I will allow him to introduce himself before then I come in. Good evening, Ntate Thuto.
Good evening. Good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Welcome to Impact 103, and thank you for making the drive all the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just briefly, can you introduce yourself and tell the listener who Thuto is?
Well, I'm a very simple man. I'm a young man who loves the Lord, blessed by this beautiful life. I'm a father, married to my beautiful wife for almost now 10 years. And we're blessed with beautiful kids. I'm a father of three. I'm just a child of God, blessed with the gift of life and to serve the Lord.
Awesome. Thank you. Father of three.
Yeah.
Son.
Two sons.
God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. So your children are representing, the Godhead. So I just want to unpack a little bit to tonight's topic, right? I want us to dive into a discussion inspired by the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus never missed an opportunity to talk about his Father throughout his time on earth. This is evidenced by certain powerful scriptures that he's shared, which are recorded. John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20, he talks about his relationship with the Father. And chief among that, he said, the Son can do nothing by himself. Mm-hmm. It is a declaration of trust, obedience, and love, right?
Absolutely.
He comes back then in John 10, verse 30, and says, it talks about the oneness, or it highlights the oneness with the Father, where he says, I and the Father are one. And then again, I love how a lot of this is emphasized in the book of John, where again in John 14, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know the Father. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very interesting for us to go and say, well, I can also say that, right? Especially about God. But the chief question among those is, how can we say we know the will of the Father God,
yeah,
when we don't know the will of our earthly Father?
Yeah.
Let us unpack that.
Sure. A very deep one. We have to be very realistic about it and face the fact that part of why the world is like this today and how society is today is partly because of that question not being dealt with thoroughly.
Mm.
People today, let me make a simple example. It's easy for a person to say, I can come to you now as a person and say, can you build a house without a plan?
No.
No, but other stubborn people can say, of course I can, because I can easily draw and say, I want a wall here and this there and this there. But the reality is that a plan comes with defined information. How many cement do you need?
Mm.
How much river sand do you need? How many bricks do you need to ensure that house is properly built? So now take that same analogy I'm giving to you, and we take it now to our subject tonight, to say the biggest problem is the narrative has changed. If you look back, our fathers were so much vested in letting their heart be poured out to their children. This is what I desire for you to become. This is what I want to see your life becoming.
Mm.
But lesser and lesser and lesser fathers we are finding today who still carry the same sentiment. That's where the problem is. It's one of the signals that I can put on the table. So now, if you look at our relationship with God,
yes,
it's even much more deeper because we are of God. Now, how do we then go about living our lives without knowing the will of our Father?
I just want to interject there. Is it possible for us to have a deeper relationship with Abba? Let me put it that way.
Okay.
If we don't have any relationship with our fathers and our fathers do not know how to cultivate a relationship with us.
See, that's the line, the thin line that we are threading on right now. That society is so much full of men who don't have a relationship with God. Yet they don't understand how much important a relationship with God is for continuity. Okay? So these are the men who are there. They don't have a relationship with God. Okay? We've got sons today who have fathers who don't have relationship with God. Yet the sons have relationship with God. Yet we still find the same sons struggling to follow the will of God. Because as much as they have a relationship with God, knowing the will of God, but the earthly father at times in the life of such sons can become a stumbling block. Because they wouldn't know how to help the sons to fulfill the will of the Supreme Father.
Sure. Yeah. Continue.
So it is very important in society today as children of God to understand the importance of the will of the Father to be known as men. I'm speaking to fathers out there. We need to invest in cultivating a very strong bond and relationship and connection with God and not be selfish and think we are doing that for ourselves.
So our faith and our relationship with God is for us as fathers to lay down the foundations, a generational foundation.
Yep.
Okay.
I love Solomon when he says a man must leave a legacy for their children. And part of that legacy is not materialistic legacy that he's referring to, but it's heritage.
Yes.
Spiritual heritage. There are so many families today that when we look back, they had earthly fathers who loved the Lord, but who failed to leave the spiritual legacy with the family. Then we find that in the family, that heritage is gone, has been wiped away because the will of the Father was not entrenched in the family. So as men, as fathers, we need to invest ourselves in God, in the Holy Spirit, so that in the long run, we are able to understand fully the will of our God, the Father, Abba Father, so that that which Abba Father has laid for us as his children, as his will, we can be able to convey to our children.
You remind me of the book of Habakkuk where he says, write the vision and make it plain so that they that read it will run with it. So that means my father and his father should have been connected and had a relationship with God so that they can then download the vision from God of what the lineage and the family heritage should be and then pass that along so that each son gets to do, and by son, we don't necessarily mean the gender form of son, but child. So that each son can then fulfill the will of the father. Not just that, hey, let me give my children in. Hey, child, go and do whatever you want.
Yeah. Even Christ, and I think it's John 6:38. He says that I have come not to do my will, but the will of the Father. So I'm here by the grace of God, given this life. But it shouldn't end with me.
No.
The will of God does not end with us as sons. But fathers need to understand that they are entrusted with sons, so that through the sons, the will of the Father, Abba Father, can continue. So that the will of Abba Father does not stop with us. The kingdom of God must continue to grow. How does it grow? It grows through sons. So, you know, currently, I'll share this briefly. Currently, I'm busy doing a study. I'm looking at different ethnic groups because I'm troubled by how other ethnic groups can raise strong men, strong boy child than other ethnic, you know, and I'm busy doing a study where I'm trying to look what are these other ethnic groups putting into their parenting to bring up such responsible boys, boys who mature very well at the right time, at the right age, who are responsible in life, who are able to build sustainable careers, sustainable businesses, and they live honorable lives. You know, I was looking at all different. So what inspired me to look into that was what we are talking about today. And I said, it can't be that it's different for others and it's the other way for others.
And it can't be also, sorry, it can't be also the fact that God creates a certain ethnic group to be specifically the one chosen to carry that lineage, but he created all of us the
same,
so that we get to receive from him and carry that through.
Exactly. That's where my point of trouble came from, and was looking in society, and I said, it cannot be like this. There has to, because there is a standard will of the Father. I mean, I think it's 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. He says, for it is the will of the Father that all men may come to the knowledge of truth. The knowledge of truth. And what is the knowledge of truth?
Not
specific, but all. And the knowledge of truth is that God loves us. We have been given the grace. We have been given Christ Jesus so that we can be redeemed back into the oneness with God, the Holy Spirit. So if we have God, we have the Holy Spirit. It is the will of the Lord that all men may be saved. But why is it that not all men are saved?
And when we can understand that it is the will of the Lord that all men be saved, then we as sons of God, we will then understand that and take the will of the Father and then carry that through.
Exactly. And through carrying out the will of the Father, Zabusa, that's how the kingdom of God is built, when the truth is now spread throughout the world to say it is the will of God that all men may be saved. So evangelism for us as children of God actually shouldn't be a tough task to do.
And it's not optional.
It's not optional. Yeah. We just missed the point of getting deeper entrenched in the will of the Father.
Now, here's a father who's listening now. And he's asking himself, okay, I hear you, Tuto. I hear you, Zibuse. I'm listening to Impact. I enjoy Impact. I enjoy what you're saying. But how can I make this practical? I haven't known the will of the Father as a father. And I have not had a father who imparted that on me. My relationship with God, it's lukewarm. Right? Sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm cold, but I'm not always in the right place. How can I move from there to a place where I, firstly, as an individual, as a father, I'm able to understand and know the will of God so that I can impart that onto my children?
I think is it Romans 12? Where he says, offer your life as a living sacrifice dedicated unto pleasing him. I think I want to encourage a dad who's listening to us now to say, start appreciating the fact that you are a father. You are entrusted with a soul and a life. And secondly, once you appreciate that, start working yourself up towards building that soul and that life that has been entrusted upon your care in a form of a son or a daughter. To say, I want them to be a pleasing sacrifice before the Lord. And how do I do that? You just spoke about it now, Zibuse, about Habakkuk. As a father, what is the vision that you have when you look at your children? And when you have that plain and clear before you, start working towards it. Build them, teach them the right things, you know, encourage them, put them in the right path. Make sure that you teach them every day things that will make them become better people. Equip them in all aspects of life. Show them love. Speak to them. Mm. Educate them, you know, on life skills, on things that will make them think better, behave better, their conduct. Groom them on daily basis. Let it be your task that a day must not pass without you encouraging your child, without you affirming to them that they are good enough, they are enough, God loves them. Encourage them and have teachings that you instill in them on daily basis. When you do that, you are playing your full role and you are applying your full potential as a father in the destiny of bringing them up.
You know, I want to share a quick story based on what you've just said. Now, it's something that happened today. So my son has an online game. Okay. And he was looking at it today. And for some reason, I don't know why, where it came from, but for some reason, he looked at the screen and the background. He says, "Daddy, you know, I was looking at this background and it's boring." And I want to change it. I want to change the background. And then I said, "But do you know how?" He said, "No." "Have you seen it done?" He said, "No. But I'm going to find out." And then I was like, "Okay, go ahead."
Yeah.
He went. The next thing I heard him doing a voice search on YouTube on how to change a background. And then he was listening to that. He came back. He changed the game. And then he started figuring things out. And then he started asking me a question. I was like, "Dude, I am not here to give you any advice or guidance. I'm here to watch." But because I'm always here and he sees me, he wants to always confer to me. And then I just decided, let me just walk away. Walked away and I let him figure it out. I heard him struggle. But eventually when he got it right, he came. He said, "Daddy, I did it." And I came and I saw, lo and behold, he had changed the background.
Yeah.
Something he has never seen done before. And then I realized the same curiosity that he has is the same curiosity that I have. And therefore, anything that I think, anything that I have in me has also been passed on to him. So that means as a father, I need to know what God's will is for my life. Yep. And then I take that and I pass it on to him.
Yep.
So could that be one of the ways that we just, as fathers, seek God and allow ourselves to be a living sacrifice? And by the way, being a living sacrifice is not the nicest thing.
Yeah, it is not. You know, it's funny that you're saying something like that. You know, when I was driving here, I just had a thought knock in my mind to say, you know, the will of the Father, it's like this scripture that says the paths of the Lord are righteous. And in my mind, something knocked in my mind to say, but it's only the Lord that knows which ones.
Ah, you know what? I'd like us to just pin it there. And then we're going to put this as part one. And then we'll ask you, friend, to come around, come back next week, because we are definitely going to do part two of this conversation and unpack it some more, because there is just so much to unpack. There is so much to break down around this. So what is coming up next is focus on the family. I want you to just stay tuned and listen, even though Tuto and I are now going to sign off and say good night to you. God love you. God loves you. And remember that you are important to God always. You may be a choice and an option to somebody else, but to God, he has tattooed you in the palm of his hand.